We recently had in the Daf Yomi, Gemara Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet, Amud Alef. Gemara says that Achan was a big Rasha. As you know the story, that when Eden came into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua warned them not to take anything from the Cherim, and Achan took. And the Gemara says, and the Lashon of Chati Yisrael, Amar Biyav Bar Zavda, Afapi Shechati Yisrael Hu. That this Lashon of the Navi, that it says Chati Yisrael, teaches us the concept that even when a Jew is Chote, he's still Yisrael. Amar Baba, Hanadam Yunchi, this is what it says, Asa Dekai Beni Chilfi. If you have a hadas, which is amongst chilfi, shadow what exactly chilfi is, aravos, maybe thorns, asa shmei, the hadas is still a hadas, the asa karule, and it's still called a hadas. The Gemara goes on to tell us terrible things about Achan. The Gemara says, sha'avar Achan al chamishechum shetar. Achan was Moshech Berlasa Haya. That he was Boil and Aram Murasa. That was the worst crimes possible. Achan was over. Question is, must we know all the terrible things that Achan did? Okay, we know he did something wrong. He had a terrible end. The fact that he was over in Chamishichum Shetoya, Moshech Berlasa, Neom Aram Murasa. Why do we need to know this? So I thought to say, and I found Taka Rav Tzadok says the same thing. You can look for yourself, Rabbi Tzadok, Pri La Tzadik, Pashas Lech Lecha, Os Gimel. The reason why the Gemara is telling us the terrible crimes of Achan is to further accentuate the Nakuda of what the Gemara had just said. Of Chata Yisrael, Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael. How is one, or how would one think to be Mishayar, the Indian of Afal Pisha Chata Yisrael? Ad Kedekach, until what place? Where would we draw the line? Maybe only if a person commits this Aveira, but not if he commits that Aveira. Teretz says no. That Chazal want to make it very clear to us that the Yesod of Chata Yisrael was learned out from Achan. And Achan was somebody who was Oifer on Chamishechum Shetoira. He was putting in Bibris, Moshech Beral also. Of which one may think that the Zohar says that there's no tshuva for such a thing. And he was Boyon Amarasa, again Pagam Bris. Teretz says no. Af Bishachata Yisrael. And this is a schus for Achan. The schus for Achan is that since he's the one who Chazal use, and they go out to speak Lashon Hara Kemat about him, to find every single Nakuda Ra about him, that in order to bring out the Nakuda of Af Vishachat Yisrael, that's a schus for Achan, which is really his Yeshua. When we think about the timing from where we learn out this Nakuda. Although there were many Rishonim in our history even before Achan, we had to wait until Achan in order to learn out the Nakuda of Chata Yisrael. Afa Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. But the Inyan is that the timing of the Chet of Achan was once Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. At the very first feet of Klal Yisrael, which laid foot in Eretz Yisrael, was Mamish just before that. And the reason why this Nakuda emerges called Yisrael Shachata, Afal Pi Shachata Yisrael Hu, this is because of the Schus of Eretz Yisrael. There's a special chain that Eretz Yisrael has. That the chain of Eretz Yisrael is able to bring out the Nakuda's Tovus of Klal Yisrael. Like we have even in halacha that if a Beis Din finds someone to be chayv nis in chutz la'aretz, and he comes to Eretz Yisrael, we dan him again because the Gemara says chus to Eretz Yisrael matzel. That Eretz Yisrael has a chus to be able to find that nekudas tovus in every single Jew. And that's why we say kol Yisrael yishlam chelik la'olam haba, shenemar. That every single Jew is a Yid. That they have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. That since a Jew has an eternal connection to Eretz Yisrael, it's his connection to Eretz Yisrael which brings out this idea of Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechayev L'Olam Haba. So therefore, when Achan comes into Eretz Yisrael and he's pregim such a pegam that he dies a misa mishuna. Nevertheless, as soon as the Yidden come into Eretz Yisrael wastes no time in being megalad the nekuda of Amech Kulam Tzadika. Why? Because the Olam Yeshu Aretz. We find the same thing by the shofar, as we'll get to Mitzvah Hashem. But by Shabbos, we find also the similar concept. Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael always go hand in hand. We find that the Mishnah says at the end of the 14th parak in Shabbos that one is not allowed to do certain refuas on Shabbos. One of them is smearing oil on the body. And there's a certain shemen verid which the Mishnah says that B'nai Malachim are allowed to use for refuas on Shabbos, because they're used to it during the week. So which Reb Shimon comes and he says, not so fast. Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. But there's a concept that Reb Shimon brings out which is called Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. And he reveals it in Hilchos Shabbos, because there's an inyan that Shabbos has the ability to bring out the idea of Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim. That there's a certain nekud of malchus which every single Jew has, which even in halacha reveals itself. And that reveals itself through Shabbos Kodesh. And dafka through Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We know Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. Shimon, the Sugi Reb Shimon is in Shabbos. There's a bigger riches on this. This is not Lag Ba'Omer. So we're not going to speak about that per se. But the idea of B'nai Yisrael Malachim Heim comes out from the teachings of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon has, he's the Mara de Zoyar, he's the one who's able to see everything from a Pnimius perspective, that Rabbi Shimon is able to see the Nakuda called B'nai Yisrael Malachim Heim, and to reveal it, but through the eyes of Shabbos Kodesh. That Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one, that it's able to bring out the Nakuda of Tzaddik, which is hidden within each and every Jew, until he treads upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, until he crosses into the time of Shabbos, of which that Nekuda of Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim reveals itself. Perhaps this is why Rabbi Shimon is buried in Meiron, because the Gemara says that the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael is in the Zayin Minim of Eretz Yisrael, and one of them is a Rimon, of which the Gemara says that even the Rishayim and Klai Yisrael are Mileim Mitzvos Karimon, that they're filled like a Rimon with mitzvos. And Rimon, of course, is the Osios Meiron. And this is called the Shivcha de Eretz Yisrael. That the Shevach that Eretz Yisrael has is through the Rimon, which is Meiron, which is why every single Jew, no matter who he is, Tzadik Ben Yin Yerusha, comes to the Kev Rishon Vayochai. Because Rabbi Shimon is the one who is able to look at every Jew and say, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. That every Jew is allowed to use a refuah to be merapa makaisehin, the Mishnah says. To use shemen verit to be merapa makaisehin, where Bishima doesn't see any makos in Klai Yisrael. That's why Meiron is also the Rashi Tevos, Melech, Roife, Neman, Verachamon. That all refuahs come through the eyes of Rabbi Shimon. That's why on Shabbos, you know, daven for refuah is on Shabbos. Shabbos yom eluzok, refuah krov alavai. Just being in Shabbos is being connected to the Shayesh Rifua. The Gemara goes on there and it says, Amalei Reish Galusa Rav Kuna, that the head of the Gola said to Rav Kuna, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach Yoshua es Achan, that Yoshua took Achan, Ves kol asher lo v'chol Yisrael limay, that he took everything which Achan owned and all of Israel with him. So the Gemara has asked, Imhu chato kol Yisrael machato. Why is Yeshua taking all of Klal Yisrael? Just because Achan is chayote doesn't mean everybody in Klal Yisrael was chayote. So the Gemara says, you're right. He didn't take them to punish them. He took them to teach them a lesson. Like the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro many times. That when there's an act of public punishment, everybody needs to stand there in order to learn. Al Pidrus, however, we can say as follows. That when the Gemara says, Im hu chata kol Yisrael machatu, it's along the lines of what was said before. That just because Achan is chayte, kol Yisrael mechatu, that there's an akuda called kol Yisrael, that even when a person is pogim, and he's able to be pogim in his own personal self, there's an akuda which is not nifkam, and that's called, what the Gemara says, kol Yisrael mechatu. That Hashem is able to conceal a place within the heart of every Jew, of which it says, Kol Yisrael Mechatu, that the Pagam doesn't reach this place, which is called Kol Yisrael. Like we said before, the Lashon HaMishnah, the Lashon Chazal, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lahem Chelek Leilam Haba, that every single Jew has a Chelek in Kol Yisrael, and this Nekuda called Kol Yisrael is free from Pagam. This Nekuda is the saving grace of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. It begins with Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that when Elisha Navi went to the Isha Shunamis, and he says, let me do you a favor for all that you've done for me. If you want, I can speak for you in front of the Melech, put in a good word for you in front of the Sar Tzva. The Chazal tell us in the Zohar Kodesh that this was taking place on Rosh Hashanah. And what Elisha was really saying was that when Rosh Hashanah comes, I'll put in a good word for you in front of the Melech Malchim Lachim. Sounds like a good deal. Tzadik Hador, to beseech the king on your behalf. B'shas HaMishpat, what could be better than that? But apparently Elisha Shunamis has a different take. She has a different Havana of what the Nekuda of Rosh Hashanah is, and she says, thank you very much for the offer. I reside amongst my people. And of course, I'll be primis, I'll be musr, I'll be ashkafa, the Indian is. That there's a certain mile, of course, to be nizgar from the mouth of the Tzaddik Emes and Rosh Hashanah. But there's also a wave of Vedas Hashem that a person can go under the radar. Not to be mentioned. Kol Yisrael Oyun in front of Kivnei Maroin. Of course, like we said before, Maroin is the Indian of Meiron. Melech Refinema Berachaman. Shivcha Deretz Yisrael. Of just getting by undercover, not to be detected on Rosh Hashanah. But there's a previous Indian of B'Seich HaMinach Yoshaves, which means that a person connects himself to the Nakuda of Kol Yisrael. But the more that a Jew feels a certain his chabris with Klal Yisrael, the nekuda of chaverim Klal Yisrael, the nekuda of Klal Yisrael inherently yishlam chelek lelam haba, this is even better than to be nichnas into a diyun, to connect oneself to the inyan of B'Seich HaMi'anech Yoshavis. This is what we write on Rosh Hashanah. And what's in this Gal in Yom Kippurim, this Nekud of Kol Yisrael, which is why it says in the Pasuk, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, B'moed Shnas HaShmita B'Chag HaSukkos, that after Chag HaSukkos, B'voy Kol Yisrael Lirois Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha. Moshe Rabbeinu says that after Chag HaSukkos, when Chag HaSukkos comes, it's called B'voy Kol Yisrael Lirois Es Pnei Hashem Alekecha. that this inyan of Kol Yisrael, which comes to see the face of Hashem on Yom Kippur, on Sukkot, is certainly because it was revealed, this Nekud of Kol Yisrael on Yom Kippur. As he goes on, Tikra Satara Hazais Negid Kol Yisrael Leaznehem. But the reading of the Torah on Sukkot is Negid Kol Yisrael. Because the whole Simcha of Sukkot is the fact that on Yom Kippurim, that it's a Zman that Klal Yisrael have a Chiyuv to be Meratzezezeh, to be Beratzen with each other. That it's a Zman of Achdus within Klal Yisrael. So Sukkot, which is that Simcha from the fact that that Kol Yisrael is Nizgale, it's a Zman of Kol Yisrael. Which is why Yom Kippur ensures Kol Yisrael Yesh L'mcheir G'olam Abba. That every Jew is found to be a Tzaddik on Sukkot. Because of what happens, what's revealed on Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkot. It says, "Ru'uyin Kol Yisrael leishiv b'sukkah achas." That really Kol Yisrael is fit to sit in one sukkah, because that nekud of Kol Yisrael is nesgale on Yom Kippur. It's very interesting that the entire Sefer Dvarim, which is what we read during this tkufa, begins with the word Kol Yisrael. Eile hadvarim asher dibur Moshe el Kol Yisrael. That the very first pasuk has Kol Yisrael, and the very last pasuk in Torah has Kol Yisrael. Lachol yadak hazaka asher asa Moshe lamor agadol asher asa Moshe leine Kol Yisrael. The very last words in Torah are the words Kol Yisrael. That Sefer Dvarim begins with Kol Yisrael and ends with the words Kol Yisrael. In fact, the words Kol Yisrael are mentioned 14 times in Sefer Dvarim. The rest of the Torah is only mentioned twice. Once in Sefer Shemois, and the other time in Bamidbar, that when it says that when Korach perished, it says the Chol Yisrael. And when there was a din in Mishpat on Korach and those around him, like it says, the Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, that at a time of din and at a time of Mishpat, it's a time that there's a giloy of the inyan of Chol Yisrael. Chol Yisrael Yishmu. It says Nasu l'Kailan, that they fled from that voice, which is the call of the shofar. The Chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro, the Klal Yisrael Yishmu, that we hear the voice of the shofar, V'Yiro, and we chapa yira during the Yom Nerayim. That's why the Sanhedrin, which has to be chosen for Klal Yisrael, is the other time in Parshas in Sefer Shmois, which Klal Yisrael is mentioned, that it says Vayivchar Moshe Anshei Chayil Miklal Yisrael. That when Yisrael gives the Eitzah to Moshe to choose Dayana for Klal Yisrael. It says that Moshe goes where? He chooses Anshei Chayil from who? Mikol Yisrael. Because the only one who could be chosen to be chosen to be a Dayan in Klal Yisrael has to be someone who is an Anshei Chayil from Kol Yisrael. That he's able to see the Nekud of Kol Yisrael within each and every Jew. Like the Gemara says that a Bezin who kills even once in 70 years according to Vikiva is a Bezin Kathlonis. Vikiva is also the opinion in the Gemara who says Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim. Of course, he's the Rebbe of Rebbe Shimon. That a person is not a Dayan unless he's able to see the Nekuda within each and every Jew called Kol Yisrael Yesh Mechet Olam Haba. Because every Jew has a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And then Nekuda is brought out by the Shofar. That's a La'olam Yeshu Aretz is Rashi Tevas Ayil. This is the Inyan of a Shofar Shel Ayil. That the Shofar has to be a Shofar Shel La'olam Yeshu Aretz. To bring out that Nakud that every Jew has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and a chelik in Olam Haba. This is the inyan of Basei Chama Enoch Yoshaves. This is the secret of Shofar. This is the secret of Shabbos. That's of course why the Gemara makes mention of this when it brings out the idea of Kol Yisrael. The mashal the Gemara brings is Hainu de Ami Yunchi Asa the Koi Beni Chilfi, and Asa is a hadas which is Oimed Beni Chilfi, which is amongst the Aravos, which is amongst the thorns. Asa Shmei v'Asa Karule. Asa of course is a lashon of refuah, but it's a reference to the hadasim and the Aravos, which we take on Chag HaSukkos. Of course, the Arabos refer to the Rishayim, the Adasim refer to the Tzadikim, Beinanim. But the idea of Asa, the Koi Beni Chilfi, that we have the Hadasim amongst the Arabos, that we take them in hand, in one hand, has to be Baguda Achas. It's coming to demonstrate the idea that the Simcha of the Arba Minim is one of Asa Beni Chilfi, the idea of Yisrael Shechata, Alpha Fi Shechata Yisrael. That's why the Baal Shem Tov says that the word Chet has a silent Aleph. It's spelled Ches Tes, but it could be spelled without the Aleph. What's the silent Aleph? So it says the Baal Shem Tov that even though there's a Chet, and the Chet is Vate Pogim, but it doesn't reach that Aleph, that there's a silent Aleph of which the Chet is not Pogim in that. And that's that Aleph which emanates, which reveals itself on Aleph Tishrei. And there's a certain silent Aleph which is revealed, that because it stays silent, like Isha Shunam is Pasei Chami Anech Yoshaves, you don't have to say anything. I'd rather just be quiet, be silent, go underneath the radar. But that Aleph, which is Aleph, which is not Nifkam, that Hashem conceals, is an akud of Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Which the Ayil is also Rashi Tevos Li Aleph, that I have an Aleph. There's still a place called the Aleph, Alufa Shalaylam, within each and every Jew, where there's no Pagam, that he has a Hatzalah on Rosh Hashanah. As if you take the Gematria Kol Yisrael, Yisrael was 541. Kol is Gematria 50. So together, 591. And it's the Gematria HaShofar. HaShofar is 586 with the Hay. It's 591. HaShofar brings out this Nakud of Kol Yisrael. Now if you take Shofar, which is 586, and you add the Gematria Ruz. Ruz is like the secret of the Shofar. The Zohar calls it Ruz of the Shofar. Ruz is how much Gematria? Reish Zion. 207. Plus Shofar, 586. Plus 86. Plus 7, 93, right? And 500 plus 200 is 700. So 793. Right. Ruz is also Gematria Or, right? Or, we can also say Or Shofar. So that was 793. Now let's take the Gematria of Kol Yisrael. What do we say Gematria Kol Yisrael is? 591. What's Gematria B'nai Malachim? B'nai? No? 62. So together it's 653. Now what's Gematria Malachim? Melech is 90, Yud Mem is 50. What's 90 plus 50? 140. So what's 653 plus 140? 793. So Ruz Shofar was 793. Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim is 793. And what's Gematria Anoichi Yoshavis? Anoichi? Aleph Nun Chaf Yud. Anybody? 81. It's Gematria Yoshavis without the Vav. Like it's spelled in the Pasuk. Yun, Shin, Beis, Taf. It's also Osios Tishbi. Remember Seli Onavi. What? 712. So what's 712 plus 81? 793. 93. Yeah. What's going to match your key? Shabbos Hayoim. What's going to match your key? Shabbos? 702 plus 30, 732. Hayoim. Hayoim, by the way, is a reference to Rosh Hashanah always. The Zohar says, Hayoim is Dor Rosh Hashanah. What's Hayoim? What's going to match your Hayoim? 61. So what's 61 plus 732? 793. So Ruz Shofar, which is what we said the Shofar, is Gematria Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim, because it brings out the Nakud of Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. Also, Gematria Anochi Yoshavis, like we said before, this is the Avodah B'Sei Chama Anochi Yoshavis. There's also the Indian of Shabbos, Shabbos Hayom. So all these things revolve around one Nakuda, which is the Schus of the Eretz Yisrael, or Eilam Yeshu Aretz, the Nakuda that the Shofar brings out, that every single Jew has a connection to the Nakuda called Klal Yisrael, which is what's matzal every single Jew, and the Shoshama, and then Gemei Hadin. It's just really a shift in focus. That the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah has not so much to do as to what I need to do in order to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, but what Nekudas HaNefesh should I need to reveal as I come close to Rosh Hashanah. Many times we spend the time before Rosh Hashanah, you know, trying to think about this Chumrah, that Chumrah, you know, what I could be Mekabel upon myself. All this is very good. But when a person understands the way that the Chazal, that the Tzaddikim have taught us, that there's a Nekuda which is already going to be Matzli, and that's called Klal Yisrael. More than a Jew takes the time before Rosh Hashanah to invest in understanding what it means Klal Yisrael, what are the things which I can do in order to bring out Nekudas Klal Yisrael, that a Jew, that he knows that he's essentially a Tzaddik, and to work on being Megala, that Nekudas HaTzaddik. It's just a shift in perspective. It's not just a cute vort or a nice dvar Torah. It's supposed to be that, it's supposed to be a madrich, a person, in a derech avodah as he approaches Rosh Hashanah. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, the Mehadin, what's the simcha of Sukkot? What's the simcha of Yom Kippurim? How Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he was able to see the future and he made a refuah kaidim lamaka. That is called a maka, and the refuah is Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. That he saw that the inyan of tshuva is to return to that nekuda within oneself, called Klal Yisrael, and to see that nekuda within each and every Jew. The person can't be a dayan unless he's the Anshei Chayil Mikol Yisrael. There's a shaykhis and a connection to Klal Yisrael. La'eini Klal Yisrael, that's called the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Able to see things from the perspective of Klal Yisrael. The avod of Dani, every single person l'kaf schus. The shofar is a lashon shofra. Shofra means beauty. Shofra the Adam Harisho. Every single Jew has a connection to the shofar the Harisho, and that the shofar has an ability to bring out the hidden beauty of Klal Yisrael. Shchayu ani v'nava. All things very, very dark. Be thankful to Hashem Yisbarach that He prepared this for us. Then Rosh Hashanah, there's an Indian of Vidui, Yom Kippur, there's an Indian of Vidui. Vidui comes from Lashon of Haida. That's what, to be Maida, to be Maida to Hashem Yisbarach. That's why Reb Shimon's whole Indian is Hoyt Shebahayt, which means to be Maida. That the Haida of all Haidas, it's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu already prepared the world. Tshuva kadma la'olam. Hashem says, I already prepared something called tshuva. I made it so that every single Jew will meet his tachlis, that the whole world will meet its purpose. That's called tshuva kadma la'olam. You know, that before, when a person involves himself in any single project, if he sees that there's a potential for failure, he'll always make sure that in the beginning, there's an emergency switch that you can pull. That when you pull the emergency switch, that... Like I was just using an iPod the other day, and the iPod was getting too hot, and it says shutting down iPod because the thermostat was too hot. So before the invention of that, you could use your iPod, and when it gets too hot, so then it self-destructs. But those who created it later on, that they're able to bring out a certain chachma that we don't want you to use it till you break it. So even though it's going to mean that the project will temporarily shut down, at least later, when it heals itself and it cools down, you'll be able to have it later. And it's called the secret of tshuva. The secret of tshuva is one that when you manufacture it, you make it with a certain feature that even though it's going to self-destruct, you find a way that before it self-destructs, even though you, it may hurt because you can't use it anymore, and you really wanted to do something, you were watching something, you were watching a good varatoy, a good shir on it, and then all of a sudden, we have it for later. That's the secret of tshuva. Tshuva kama la'ayilam, that Hashem able to see that He created the world of tshuva, which is why Chodesh Elul is the zman of tshuva, because Hashem is going to create the world in Rosh Hashanah. But tshuva kama la'ayilam, so we're always looking tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. There's a certain tshuva which is called tshuva kama la'ayilam, that when a person connects himself to that tshuva, it's a certain tshuva which guarantees the nitzchis of Ka Yisrael. That every single year, didon natzach, that Hashem will emerge victorious because we have the foresight to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's foresight. That everything was already predestined for us. That there's an emergency switch that Hashem pulls called Tshuva, that every single Jew, because of his connection to Kal Yisrael, there's a place called that Aleph of Chet, which is not Nifgam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we approach the Mehadin, we should be zayecha to embody this inyan of Tshuva in a pneumistic way, internalize Kal Yisrael b'nei malachim, that it should be nezgalus of the Shaif, that it should be zayecha to see that Kal Yisrael ish mechayet olam haba, lo'ayla mishu aras, b'viyas koyel tzedek, mi'avim. Thank you.